Is the pain worse? Is it constant?
All the time.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We'll up your dosage to every 4 hours, and I promise you there'll be no more pain. I promise you. I have to go now. I'm going to a wedding. Milligrams of diamorphine intravenously, orally, in his tea, on a string round his neck. I've got to get to this funeral. Can you manage on your own? Methadone, Demerol, Prolidone, Diconal, 10 milligrams, pain-free, 5 more, sleeping now, total control, it's under control. Morphine, diamorphine, diazepam for fear, methadone.
Same as ever. Does he make you happy?
What?
It's not that strange a concept, is it?
No, sorry. I've just got this thing at the moment. I keep not understanding people, you know. Odd words suddenly look strange and you think, Christ, what does that mean?
But does he? To make you happy?
Yes. I suppose he does. I think.
Doing now, for Christ's sake?
They're coming to see the flat later.
So?
The hedges are a mess.
You'd better nick them Versailles.
It's completely out of hand.
Bloody weeds, all sorts of shit. Let it go wild, for God's sake.
It's a not garden. It's not meant to be wild.
Here. Yeah. Cheers. Anyway, About fetching Dad.
What about it?
Oh, don't say you can't, because there's no way I can. We've got bridesmaids and everything to sort out.
Oh, please.
Nick wants them. It's the first time for him.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Mary. You're obviously useless at it.
Oh, what?
Why don't you just live with him?
Because I believe in marriage.
You're crap at it.
And you were brilliant.
I never got time to find out.
Anyway, Dad.
I'll pick him up, but he'll have to stay with you.
He can't.
Well, he'll have to, I'm sorry.
Why?
Because it's not convenient for him to stay with me.
Why isn't it?
Because I'm having an affair with someone, and he's married, and we can't go to his place, so he has to come to me. And if Dad's here, he can't. Okay?
Come here. Are you feeling better?
Why was I ill?
Well, you weren't sleeping.
Oh, no, no. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right when I'm here. It's the rest of my life that's a mess.
Take your trousers off.
Instant obedience? Oh, yeah. Guess what?
What?
I can stay all night.
Oh, my God.
Helen's taking the kids to her mother's.
How many has he got?
Two. Look, don't start, Mary. I didn't plan it. It just happened.
What do you mean, it just happened? What was wrong with you? Were you unconscious or something?
Listen, you've hardly had time to breathe between one husband and the next. You've got a child. You can have sex any time you want.
You're obsessed with sex.
Because I hardly ever do it.
You're too bloody choosy.
I suppose you won Nick in a raffle.
That's different.
Oh, I see. You get to choose, but I should just grab the first thing I find with a limit each corner and a pulse rate. I'll just settle for a midget accountant with the personality of a stick insect, shall I? And then what? I'll be suitably grateful and stop moaning. In fact, I'll marry him, shall I? Bear his midget children.
You could have millions of affairs if you really wanted to.
With who?
I don't know. Dozens of people.
God almighty, Mary, I'm 38 years old. It's not nice out here. There's AIDS out here. All the men I know are married, and the ones who aren't are gay or they're mad.
You're very pretty.
What's that got to do with it?
You'll meet someone.
Mm. Stop saying this to me. You say it every time I see you. I have met someone. He's married. Period.
You don't have to steal other people's husbands.
I'm
That's
not
all.
Stealing anybody.
That's what they all say.
Listen, it's an affair. We have sex. He doesn't like having sex with his wife, or she doesn't like having sex with him. I don't know. It's none of my business. So, he has sex with me, which I like very much. And his marriage stays intact, and his children have a father, and I think I should be given a medal for it, actually. I should be a registered charity. I'm keeping his marriage together, not breaking it up.
Not yet.
Not yet, not ever. It's an affair. How many times do you want me to say it?
So you're not in love with him?
Oh, stop it, for God's sake.
I thought you wanted a child.
I do. I might do.
What if you want his?
Well, I can't have it, can I? Life isn't always about what you want. Sometimes it's about what you can get.
Do you have to go?
Oh, soon. I said I was only going to the pub. Mm.
At 9:30, you've got ages yet.
Yes, I know, but... Oh, Christ.
But what?
Well, I said a quick pint. I didn't mean to come here.
You better go, then.
I don't want to now.
Is there any more champagne left?
Loads.
Oh, dear.
What's wrong?
The boy died today.
the one I told you about. He was only 17.
Oh. How did... was it... Well, you know...
It didn't hurt, if that's what you mean.
Oh, I meant, was he frightened?
Yes, most people are.
Are they? I thought, I had this vague notion you got strength from somewhere, you know, something spiritual happened.
Mm. Sometimes. Mostly not. And almost everybody rails against it till the bitter end. Mm. They don't want to go, even when their life's been so reduced you can hardly call it a life. They cling on, they set themselves little goals.
Mm. Are you frightened of it?
I don't think about it. Mm. I mean, I think I'm thinking about it, but I'm not. I'm just skirting around the periphery, and suddenly I get a glimpse of it and my mouth goes dry.
Mm. I watched my father die. I hardly knew him. I sat at his bed watching him and thought, Christ, his Zonson long, lonely road that I'm scared to imagine. There were lots of people in the room. But we were okay. It wasn't happening to us. It was happening to him. And you feel sort of smug. You think, I'm with the living. I'm okay. This won't be happening to me.
Hmm.
I was only 20.
Can we talk about something else? I get enough deathbeds at work. When I come home, I want... this.
Oh, God, I don't want to go home.
Mm. What's that smell?
Sex.
No, it's like... I don't know. Can't you smell it?
What?
It's bluebells. I can smell bluebells. Can't you?
I don't know. What do they smell like?
Jack. It's happening again.
What is? Well, what's the matter? Teresa, what's wrong?
I don't know.
You get burnout, Teresa. You have to be careful. I put on 2 stone when I first started work here.
Anyway, I'll be out in 3 weeks.
Out of where?
The flat. No chain. Out of the flat and into my house and then...
What?
It'll all stop.
Look, you're having panic attacks, that's all.
Maybe. The other possibility is that I'm going mad. Oh, I'll catch up with you later, okay?
Pass the soap.
Ow, you're sitting on my foot.
Sorry. There, that better?
Hmm.
When you had your children, did you decide it, or did they just sort of happen?
I can't remember. I suppose Helen wanted them.
What about you?
Oh, it's different for men. You only want them once you've got them.
Oh, I think I've missed the boat.
Oh, no, you haven't. You just need to find someone. You know.
Who isn't married to someone else? I'm starving, are you?
I didn't mean it like that.
I know. But I did. I'm going to make a sandwich.
Teresa, I can't alter things.
I'm not asking you to.
I know you say that, but I worry.
So, stop worrying. Stop making assumptions. Stop thinking you're responsible for my feelings. You're not. I am. There's no hidden agenda. I'm not interested in taking Helen's place, period.
I know that. I'm not accusing
because
you.
Because one of the few things I know for sure about you is that you're hopeless at being married. This thing only works because we're not. I like you like this. I don't want to be your wife. Okay?
That's nice.
What did you say?
Jack?
What?
Have you been here all the time?
Where?
In the bar.
Of course I have.
Don't do this to me.
Don't do what? Are you all right? What's the matter?
Stop it.
What?
There's someone in the living room. I heard it just like I'm hearing you. You must have heard it. Oh, stop it. It was you, wasn't it?
No, I've said no.
But it was playing a tune.
What tune?
I don't know, sort of familiar. I don't know. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Maybe you just need a bit of a break.
Jack, there was someone playing the piano. It was not in my head. I don't hear things.
No. No, I know that.
Maybe I'll go and see my father at the weekend. Get some sea air. This is not me. What's happening to me?
Hey.
Something's different about the view, Dad.
Hmm? It's closer.
What is?
The sea. 200 yards closer. A few more years and it'll tack the house.
They'll shore up the cliffs, won't they?
Down south, Suffolk way, a whole town went. Mind you, I'm going back a bit now. 13-something, that was.
You should have a jacket on. Aren't you cold?
Not that it bothers me. I'll be long gone before it happens here.
Oh, you've got years in you yet.
Pass that trowel, will you?
There's nothing wrong with you. I've talked to the consultant.
Got yourself a man yet?
Nope.
How worry about you? You should have a man. People should be in pairs, like swans.
I'm all right, Dad.
You were always a bit of a loner.
Was I?
Do you ever see what's his name?
Who?
Well, the one you married.
No, I don't, no.
Bah, he was a bastard. We're born. We grow up. We have children. We grow old. We die. I thought that was the point.
This is just the way things have panned out. I didn't choose it. It's a weird idea. You can have everything. And the thing is, you can't. It's just something you have to live with.
What is?
Oh, I don't know. Always imagining you'd be in the middle of something instead of on the periphery. Just assuming you'd be in the mainstream. You'd have a family, all of that. And then you don't. Nothing happens.
I don't know why everything has to be so complicated.
I mean, I've got pictures of children in my head that I'll probably never have. And what am I supposed to do? Will I just carry them around with me forever, or will they go away eventually? And if they do go away, where will they go?
Oh.
Shall I get it?
Yeah.
Hello?
It's me.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'll get on with the dinner then.
Where are you? You sound awful.
I'm having a terrible time.
Why? What's happened?
I miss you. And Jamie's sick.
Is he all right?
Oh, you know these things they just throw up all night and you sit by their bed in a panic. Oh, God, I miss you. What are you wearing?
What?
I want to go to bed with you now.
What can I say? I'm in my dad's front parlor wearing a really nasty pair of jeans.
When are you coming back? This is my last 10p.
Tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow night. Martha's taking me to some Turkish baths.
I'll call you. God, it's ridiculous how much I miss you. Where the hell are you? Why aren't you here?
Oh, this is bliss. Is there some condition, some weird brain disorder where your sense of smell goes haywire?
Well, there is, but I can't remember what it's called.
Well, whatever it is, I've got it.
Why? What can you smell?
Bluebells.
What, all the time?
No, just sometimes. Intense times. And when I'm going to sleep. And then last night when I got back, I opened the front door and it was there in every room. Like walking into a wood.
Mm-hmm. Better than smelling of sick.
It's just... it's unsettling. Martha.
What?
Do you think I'm neurotic?
No.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Why?
I don't know. I don't think I do.
I had a strange experience in the lift at Bart's once. I was pregnant there, so it doesn't count.
What happened?
Well, the baby spoke to me. It said, quite distinctly, "Green's not really your colour." I was wearing a green dress, so it wasn't completely irrational.
Except that it was a fetus talking to you.
It was weird. This voice came out of my stomach. A baby's voice.
Oh, hormones. Who has them?
Yeah. I believe in ghost cats, though.
What?
Oh, really? When I was small, we used to have this cat. Had kind of gingery stripes and one white paw. Then my sister and I used to shout, "Shoo, shoo," and chase it after it. When we got into the kitchen, it had be gone. My grandmother hated it. I mean, it was a solid, you know, nice furry cat. You could feel it brush against your legs. It was a regular cat in every way, except it wasn't real.
What do you mean it wasn't real?
It just wasn't. I didn't think it was strange until years later. I mentioned it to my mother and she said, "Oh, that cat never came back after your grandmother died."
You all saw it?
Except once. My Uncle Mac was there and he couldn't see it at all, which is how we knew for sure it wasn't real. I liked it. I called it Skippy.
Why is this the best sex I've ever had?
Because it's illicit. Why do you think?
Do you know any married people with a fabulous sex life?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. Loads of people. They just don't talk about it much.
Ah, exactly. They don't talk about it. And when they do, they lie. They pretend. Everyone's pretending that they do it every 5 minutes, when actually nobody does it ever.
You're a jaundiced cynic.
And something happens when you're married. Kids. Over-familiarity. I mean, you love the person. You just don't want... it feels... it feels kind of... well, look, I know this is weird. It's sort of incestuous or something. I don't know what it is. Well, Christ, you've been there. You should know.
I was only married for 3 weeks.
You never told me that.
I don't tell people.
What happened?
I don't know. He was a bit odd on the honeymoon, but, you know, you don't think... well, you do, but you ignore it. You think, I won't pull that thread in case the whole thing unravels. And when we got back home, he just... well, it all just sort of fell apart.
How?
He'd fallen in love with someone else.
Bastard.
We were in the kitchen. I had my back to him because I was cooking steaks on the grill. He was sitting at the table, and he suddenly said, "I've met someone else." And there was this roaring sound at the back of my head, like waves rushing into a cave. I didn't turn round. I just said, "What?" Not because I hadn't heard him, but to give myself time. And there was this tiny flicker that maybe he was joking, but at the same time I knew he wasn't. I mean, all these things were happening at the same time, which must have been about 10 seconds. I didn't want to turn round because I didn't want him to see this sort of rictus that had happened to my face. But I did, and everything went into slow motion. He looked at me, and I felt as if the skin had been peeled back from my face and all the inner workings exposed, like an anatomy book. And he looked sort of sorry for me, the way you might feel sorry for a total stranger. But there was something glittery there and icy, because I looked so pathetic and exposed, and he knew it was his fault, and he hated me for it. Oh, I don't know why I'm telling you this.
Come here.
No, don't. People just felt sorry for me all the time for months. It drove me mad.
Did you love him?
Oh, I can't remember anymore. I suppose I must have.
What about since?
I don't know. I'm not really sure what it means. It altered me. I used to be sure of things, but... It's like in the war, when they altered all the road signs, sort of jumbled them up so the Germans would get confused if they invaded. That's what I feel like. The roads are the same, but the signs are all wrong. No, Jack, don't get sentimental, please. I told you this thing, and now you feel sorry for me and romantic, and it's not real.
Isn't it?
No, it isn't. Don't make it into something else. What was that?
What?
Listen.
What?
It's happening.
Nothing's happening.
You can't hear it, can you?
What?
Oh, my God!
Stop it. Stop it. Jesus, your hair's standing on end.
Got to get out. It's driving me mad.
What is?
The flat. The flat's driving me mad.
How do you mean?
Oh, there's something wrong with it.
What?
It's just... It's sort of...
What do you mean? Is it falling down or something?
No, nothing like that. It's just... nothing. It's just... Nothing. It doesn't matter.
Come on, then. Here we are. There. How's that?
I think it's a bit tight.
Oh, it's fine.
I can't breathe.
Okay, I'll just let it out a bit here. How's that?
I think you'll have to let it out a bit more.
It'll be too loose.
No, it won't. I've got another 6 weeks yet.
Ah.
What do you mean?
I'll just nip in the back and make a cup of coffee, okay?
I'm pregnant.
What?
6 weeks.
Oh. Good. That's wonderful.
I mean, if we can just get the dress the right shape, it'll hardly show, will it?
What day are you moving?
Tuesday. I don't know if I can last that long.
How's it been?
Oh, fine. You think I'm mad, don't you?
No.
Anyway, what's happening at your end?
Things are a bit tricky at the moment. Anyway, there's a lot of rowing and stuff. Jamie's wetting the bed. He's picking something up.
Oh.
But anyway, that's not your problem. It just explains why I look like shit.
My sister's pregnant.
She just told you.
No, last week. So, another godchild, probably. Please, don't do this to me. Jesus! Jesus Christ! Come on, please, be him!
Hello?
Hello? Mary?
Tracer?
You've got to come over. Look.
Do you know what time...
I know it's late. Please. You've got to come over now.
Well... no one in the bedroom.
I know there isn't.
So, someone was playing the piano, right?
Nick, just leave her for a while. She's upset.
Okay. All I'm saying is I could get on to the local boys and they'd be around in 5 minutes to check the place
no,
out.
No, it's not. I mean, I don't think we're talking about burglars.
No, intruder. That's what I mean.
Oh, God, I don't know. Maybe I'm going mad. Maybe this is what madness is.
I don't want to be alarmist, but I hope your next place is more secure than this. A woman on your own in a ground floor flat, it's just not a good idea.
So what, you're suggesting I should get a houseboy or something?
Tracer.
What is he saying?
Listen, I've dealt with a lot of these cases.
What cases?
This sort of thing. Nuisance callers, intruders, men who get fixated on a woman and won't leave her alone.
Nick, I don't think
I'm
this
not
is really...
talking about a bloody intruder, for Christ's sake. Why don't you listen? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about... I don't know... I'm talking about the fact that I'm going mad and I'm frightened and there's something in the flat with me and it's not real.
Oh, come on.
I think we need a drop of whiskey.
Come and sit in the other room. Perhaps you should come and stay with us tonight.
Oh... I'll be fine, honestly. A few more days and it'll be someone else's problem.
Well, you want to take a sabbatical. I'm not joking. I know how these things creep up on you. I know what it's like working at the sharp end. It does your head in.
In my case, Nick, it's not the sharp end, it's the dead end. Oh, that was such a bad joke.
Well, you've got a lot of stress, Teresa.
If anyone else says that to me, I'll punch them.
I just mean it. Well, it's hard to deal with people dying all the time.
Nick.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very, very difficult, and I'm a saint for doing it. But, of course, it gets to us all in the end, and now I'm experiencing oral hallucinations.
Yeah, well, you take the piss, but I tell you a great thing I saw recently. I was at a policing conference in South Carolina, and they got, like, hundreds of television channels there, you know. Anyway, they had this one called the Fish Channel. No, really.
This is getting surreal.
And the thing about the Fish Channel is that it's just fish.
No. What sort of fish? I mean, we're talking about haddock here or what? No,
tropical fish. Christ, you two are a handful when you get together. You just gang up, don't you? Listen, tropical fish in tanks, just swimming. That's what's so funny?
But why? The whole TV station with nothing but fish.
Well, I'll tell you this much. When they scrapped it...
Oh, thank God for that.
They got thousands of complaints and they had to reinstate it.
Why?
Because there's no violence in it, no drugs, and it doesn't make you buy anything. It's just fish. You can leave your kids in front of it. It's soothing.
Nick, why are you telling us this?
Well, I'm just trying to be helpful, that's all.
You think I should get an aquarium?
Not necessarily. I just mean you should, well, I don't know, do something to relax a bit, take your mind off things.
Nick.
What?
Shut up.
Isn't it brilliant? I love it. No, be careful. Wait, wait, wait. Cheers. It felt completely like home after about 3 days.
And no more.
No, it's time. There's only me here. Thank God.
Good.
God.
Hello?
Hi, it's me.
Oh, hi. I'm just having a little housewarming.
Oh, I was going to come over.
Well, I mean, you could, but there are other people here.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Oh, are you all right?
I'll talk to you later, okay?
Is something wrong?
Nope, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Jesus Christ, I hate him when he does this tight-ass, clipped voice thing.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, I don't know. Something, obviously. Oh, sod it. I'm not even going to think about it. Mm. I'm going to get drunk.
I'm going to make some coffee. Last night, I dreamt I ate the children. They were yelling and shouting, and I thought, I've had enough of this. So I just ate them. Very quickly. No mess. I mean, it wasn't bloody or painful or horrible. I just swallowed them. And then I lay down on the sofa and I thought, thank God. Now I can have a nice long rest.
When I was pregnant with Sarah, I dreamt that I'd had the baby. And when I got it home from the hospital and showed it to people, I suddenly realised it wasn't a baby at all. It was a lime.
Oh, what, Mary?
You know, a but anyway, no one seemed to think it was strange. And I just thought, oh, well, that's brilliant, really. In fact, it's a relief because I can just keep it in the fruit bowl. And the other week, I dreamt I gave birth to 3 finger puppets. And I put them in my pocket. But when I got home, I couldn't remember which jacket I'd been wearing, so I couldn't find them.
Oh, that'll be him again. Hello.
It's me.
I know. So, what's up? Oh, don't start this again. Either tell me what's wrong or get off the bloody line.
I've told Helen.
What?
About us. Are you still there?
Jesus, Jack. What on earth possessed you?
It's the lies. I couldn't stand it any longer.
So what are you going to do?
Nothing. But, I mean, is he going to leave her?
Well, not if I've got anything to do with it.
What do you mean? I don't want the responsibility. I can't do that to someone, and it wouldn't work anyway. There are kids involved. I can't do that.
So what do you want?
Want doesn't come into it. You can want and want and want, and it doesn't change a thing. And I'm drunk and exhausted and I don't know what I'm talking about. I must go to bed.
Nurse?
Dad, why didn't you tell me?
It's nothing, Teresa. Just a straightforward fracture.
You should have phoned me as soon as they brought you into hospital.
Bloody paving stones. I'm always under the council about them.
Bones get brittle at your age. You bruise more easily.
Yeah. Hey, did you bring that whiskey?
I don't think you should.
Now, I don't care what the bloody nurses say. I'm I'm 78, for Christ's sake. If I want to go out pissed, that's my business. Now, here.
What?
Remember, I brought something for you.
What is it?
Open it.
Where did you get this from?
I found it in the back of the wardrobe. Your mother used to play it to you when you were a baby. To get you to sleep. Do you not remember?
He's old, Jack. Suddenly he's an old man. He's lying there in bed and he looks tiny. The skin on his skull's like paper.
Come here. Come here.
And soon he'll be dead and there'll be nothing between me and the void.
Oh, what are you talking about? What void?
You know what I mean. He'll be dead and soon I will be. And what's the point of any of it, including this?
This? Oh. I see. Us?
Yes. You've told Helen, and all it means is that there's one more person miserable as hell. I mean, what's the point?
Well, there isn't one, I suppose. No more point than anything else when you're in this frame of mind.
It's not a frame of mind. It's the truth. This whole thing's pointless. There's nowhere for it to go.
What can I say? You're right. Of course, you're right. There's nothing in it for you.
No, well, no, there is.
No, there's not. Not in the long run. You're right.
No, so... What are we saying?
I don't know. Maybe you've had enough of all this. You've got enough on your plate without me muddying the waters. I'm not surprised you want to...
I didn't say that.
I think you did, really.
Oh, all this stuff keeps coming out of my mouth and I don't know what's true and what isn't. Suddenly it's over. I didn't know this was where we'd end up. I mean, maybe I was just saying it to see what it felt like.
No. You need a break. From everything, not just me.
I'm nostalgic or something. I don't know. I was rooting round in Dad's house and there are all these photographs of me when I was small and it seems so long ago. And... oh, this sounds ridiculous. I had such a yearning, such a longing. I want it back again.
What?
Childhood.
You want a child.
Yes. I suppose. That's just about the measure of it. Yes. Which is why we have to stop this thing now before... well, you know what I mean.
Yes.
So, that's it. It's said now and it can't be unsaid. You have to sort it out with Helen, and I'll have to... I'll think of something. I think you should go now. Please go. You have to go, Jack. You have to walk away. I can't. Don't forget your briefcase.
I'll call you. Okay? Okay?
Okay.
Sort of medical.
You'll have something in common.
I don't know the first thing about bunions.
Here he is, over here.
Oh, please. He looks like a glove puppet.
Alistair? Alistair, this is my sister, Teresa.
Oh, that looks fantastic.
Because he's lovely.
If he's so lovely, how come nobody else wants him?
Hi. Anything I can do to help?
Rupert. Just the person I wanted to see.
I'm sorry, Martha. I'm not going out with someone called Rupert, and that's that. Teresa, this is David.
Hi, David.
I thought you'd like him. Lots of women go out with younger men.
Mary, let's just get this straight. He was not young. He was practically a fetus.
Another day. Oh, that's it, Martha. I've had it. I'm going to get a dog. Jesus Christ, where do these men come from? Tinsy little pedicurists in a kilt, for Christ's sake. Alcoholics, psychotics, weeping on your shoulder about how their wife left them, and you think, of course she did. Can you blame her? You're a sick person. You need professional help. But not from me, thank you. Get off my shoulder. There's snot on my shoulder, and it's yours.
You look better, though.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You just look ill.
Oh, I'm not as knackered, that's why. Ever since I moved, it's been all right. Apart from that once. No more weird smells. It's a pity about that. I miss the bluebells a bit. Everything's calm, I think.
Have you heard from him?
He phones.
How often?
Every now and then.
Hi.
Jesus, I nearly jumped out of my skin. What are you doing here?
I don't know. I thought, well, they've all gone away for the weekend, and I thought, you know, just lunch or something. I miss your hands.
No, don't.
I'm sorry.
No, I am. I didn't mean... Oh, this is ridiculous.
I know.
Because... We've been here before and held hands just like this. But no, it's easy. Everything's the same. You can hardly see the join. It's almost real. But it's not.
Well, it is.
It's a ghost, Jack. There's no reality to it. It's in the past. It's over.
Well, I'd better be off. So, cheerio then.
That smell's come back.
What smell?
Bluebells.
Oh.
Must be something to do with you.
I think you've got a neurological disorder.
Do you?
No, not really. Mind you, I can't smell anything.
I know you can't. Nobody can except me. I thought it was the flat.
Do bluebells have any particular association for you?
They remind me of years ago. I think. Anyway, so, here we are, back to square one, and I think...
What? What do you think?
If this is going to continue...
You want it to?
Do you?
Yes.
So, I have to take some charge of it, set some parameters, and I know I sound like a crap magazine, but if I... we don't set some limits, there'll be blood on the ceiling, okay? Mm-hmm. You live with your wife, who you love.
Oh, it's not as simple as
it
that.
It is for the purposes of this conversation. Then there's your children, who you love even more... Somewhere on the fringe of this is me.
Oh, no, that's not true. You're the
when
centre.
When you're here in the centre, when you walk out of the door, I'm peripheral. And most of your life happens out there, not in here.
I'd have gone insane without you.
Shut up and listen to me. You're not leaving your family.
Well,
but this has to be said, Jack. You're not leaving them, and that is not part of the equation, is it? No, don't misunderstand me. I'm not asking you to. I'm just trying to establish what the bedrock is.
No, I'm not leaving them. But... It's all wrong. If I'd met you at another time...
Well, you didn't.
I don't know what I want. I mean, I do. I want them. And I want you. I don't know how I'm doing what I'm doing, but I am.
People do it all the time.
I know, but now I am. Messing everyone up. Helen...
You did tell her it was over, didn't you?
Yes. But now I'm messing you up, too.
Oh, stop it. Let's just dump the omnipotence complex, shall we? Poor me, I'm responsible for everyone else's misery. Well, actually, you're not. I'm not some passive victim of your uncontrollable lust, and I don't know what goes on in Helen's head, but I'm sure you're only part of it. You're not God, for Christ's sake. You're implicated, but it's not a one-man show.
Yeah, all right. So what are we saying?
That we can continue this thing on the understanding that it remains what it is.
Which is what?
Passionate friendship. Well, something like that.
Teresa, can I ask you something? And will you tell me the honest truth?
What?
What do you get out of this?
You want the real and shameful truth?
Is it shameful?
Well, sort of, I suppose. What do I get out of it? A little glimpse of intimacy. Not too much. But if I didn't have anything at all, I'd be lonely. There you are, I've said it. Lonely.
I'm lonely too.
I know you are. It's your nature.
Were you lonely before?
No. Just blank. Years and years of being blank. You're looking at your watch.
I know. I'll have to go.
back then, whoever you are. I've missed you. Hello? Oh, Dad. No, I was going to call you. No, I'm fine. No, it's just, I've been doing a workout. A workout. No, exercises.
Rifling through your books.
What's this?
The cross-section of a kidney.
It's an anatomy book. Put it away and give me a kick.
Oh, God, this is weird. What's this?
What?
This doll thing.
It's life-size. It's called an anatomical Venus.
Mm. She's a bit gorgeous, isn't she?
There was a huge craze for them in the 16th century. They made them out of wax and gave them wigs made out of human hair and dressed them up so they looked almost real.
And there she is with her frock off. Oh, God, she's even got pubic hair. Well, that's really creepy. Well, what's this hinge thing for?
So, you could open her up.
Mm-hmm.
Look. And see what's inside her.
Mm.
Here. Her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's got a fetus.
An anatomical Venus with a baby inside her. Who were they made for God's sake?
Men. Who do you think? Why don't you come in? I know you're there. Oh, Jesus. I'm going mad. I am going mad. Where are you? I know you're there. Oh, God. Make it go away, please. Make it go away.
Oh, Dad, no. Don't try and get in yourself.
Bloody bastard thing.
There. You in?
I should have crutches. I don't need a bloody wheelchair.
You're not strong enough. Mind your feet.
You look washed out.
I'm fine.
Mary tells me you've got a boyfriend.
When did she tell you that?
Can't remember.
Yes, well, he's married, so don't get your hopes up.
She said.
Is there anything she didn't tell you?
There's
one more step. Oh, hang on, Dad. I've got my hand jammed. Ow!
There's Nick. Ow. He's the one we need.
At work.
Anyway, you're in now. I'll take you through to the living room, Dad.
Mary, I've got to go. I've got to be back at work in 8 hours' time. Tracy, you look terrible.
Oh, stop it, will you?
Are you eating properly?
I've told her, Mary. She looks like a rear.
Dad, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen, I'm serious.
I know.
So, are you ill or what?
I'm just tired, that's all.
Are you seeing him again?
No.
You always were a crap liar.
Mary, please.
How can you be so bright and so stupid at the same time?
Mary!
There's Dad. Go on, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm fine.
Hi.
Jesus, where did you spring from?
I thought I'd call in.
Oh, it's after midnight. Where does Helen think you are?
At a conference in Bristol. Can I come in?
I'm knackered.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Shouldn't just assume.
No, forget it. You assume I'll always be available because I always bloody am.
Do you want me to go?
No. That's part of the problem. Another minute. I have to be at the hospital at 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's going to be difficult to see you over the next week or so. My father and everything. Oh, this wedding.
I'll call you.
As soon as you leave the house, it'll all start up again, you know.
What will?
Oh, I'll tell you some other time. Night.
Good night.
Nicholas Alfred Bullivant Smith. Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Oh,
Bolivan! Christ, you could have warned me.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't, would I?
I thought I was going to choke.
More wine.
Oh, yes, please.
Careful now, it goes straight to your head.
Oh, sod it, I don't care. Are you all right, Dad?
I'm fine. What's this I'm eating?
Chicken satay.
What?
It's Malaysian or something.
Oh?
Do you want some more champagne?
No. I wouldn't mind a little whiskey, though.
I'll get you one. Was that the doorbell?
I didn't hear anything.
I'll just go and check.
Hello. Are you Teresa?
Yes.
I'm Jack's wife.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry you're having a party or something.
No, my sister. It's a wedding. My sister.
Jack's in hospital.
What? What did you say?
He's in hospital. He fell down the stairs.
When?
About a week ago.
What?
He broke his collarbone and his wrist. I thought I'd better tell you.
Thank you. I didn't think you...
I didn't phone. I wanted to see what you looked like.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
I don't have anything against you personally. You know Jack as well as I do, probably. He's weak, that's all.
Is he?
Yes. Anyway... The thing is, he fell down the stairs because he's in a state. I know him. It's written all over him. He's trying to keep too many balls in the air at the same time. And the children are being affected. It's too much for all of us.
I see.
So, here's the ward he's in. The family are with him most of the time, but we'll give you an hour tonight if you want. And that's all. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Between 7 and 8.
It's over there, is he?
Thank you.
Jack.
Teresa, huh? What are you doing here?
Stop panicking, it's okay.
Well, who told you?
Helen.
What? She what?
She called round.
Jesus. She never told me.
Jack, this has to end.
Did she tell you that?
No.
She implied it, though.
She might have, I don't know. But anyway, that's not the point.
Yes, it is.
No, Jack, it's not. It's not about Helen, it's about me. It has to stop for me. Because if it doesn't...
What? If it doesn't, what?
I'll end up in an asylum.
Oh, is it that bad for you?
Not the thing itself. It's the added extras.
What?
Listen, I think... there's something living with me in the house. It was in the flat, and now it's in the house, and it won't go away until you do.
What are you talking about?
I really am not mad. But I know what this thing is now. I understand. And I'm here to tell you that I can't see you anymore. Ever.
What thing? What thing, for Christ's sake?
The bluebells, the piano. It's something that wants to be born. It's not real. But it is. Sort of. I've seen her.
Her?
A little girl with black hair like mine and a birthmark here on her arm like you.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
It's something to do with me and you, and it has to stop. Do you see? Do you?
I don't know.
dear.
Don't go.
No, I'm going, and I'm not coming back.
Maybe...
It's over, Jack.
I'll call you. I can call you, can't I?
No.
I won't call you as much.
Teresa!
I've sorted it out. It's in the bag. And now I'm absolutely fine. Honestly, it was like being insane. Do you hear from him?
No. Is that person called Rupert still available?
Yes, actually.
Oh, good. I mean, I could give him a nickname or something, couldn't I?
Hmm. Like Pert. He's nice, apart from his name.
Go on. Arrange it, then. Set up a date. That's exactly what I need.
He's very handsome, and he thought you were lovely.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm getting quite excited. I could cope with his name. I mean, I wouldn't have to use it that often. I could call him darling all the time, or sweetheart, or hey you. Oh, go on, call him. The walls. Someone bring me a cloth or something. And a darning needle. When did I marry you? Oh, I can't speak now. There's a patient with a terrible wound in her chest. I just noticed her. Oh, God. There's a piece of leather on my desk. What did you say your name was? I can't possibly be married to you. Everywhere. How are you?
I miss you.
I know. It's unbearable. Where are you?
I miss you. I can't bear it. Teresa?
What?
I miss you.
I know. It's unbearable. Where are you?
I miss you. I can't bear it. Teresa?
What?
I miss you.
I know. It's unbearable. Where are you?
I miss you. I can't bear it.
Anatomical Venus, Teresa was played by Rachel Joyce and Jack by Tim McInnery. Jane Whittenshaw was Mary, Gillian Bevan, Martha, Ian Cullen was Gil, and Ian Redford, Nick. Other parts were played by Beatrix Mortimer, Vivian Rochester, and James Taylor. The pianist was Ian Harker. The Anatomical Venus was written by Sheila Stevenson and directed by Jeremy Mortimer.